This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
It is time for a bit of a throwback Tuesday. Hashtag throwback Tuesday. And of course, right now it is 9 degrees in Budapest and I'm going to take my throwback all the way back to 2010.
Okay.
2010, where I was fortunate enough to go on a little trip back to Europe. And we lived in England back in 2008, so it was a good opportunity to get back, see some countries that we had never seen before in Europe, and also travel and see some of my old friends from England, which was
nice. Absolutely
marvellous. So we went to Budapest, and I didn't know too much about Budapest, you know. It looked like a beautiful city on the on a lot of the brochures that we had read, you know, beautiful buildings, great architecture, some amazing art museums, and some beautiful spas as well, must be mentioned.
Okay.
Now, Buda and Pest is, Buda is one part of the city and Pest is another part of the city, and they're both divided by the bridge, which was pretty awesome to know. So we got to Budapest and it was absolutely piercing down with rain, and we thought, oh, this might just pass and it'll be a nice little time in this place. Well, it didn't. For the next 3 days, we managed to get some of the most miserable weather that I think we've ever experienced on a holiday. Hailstones was the feature in the second day. And I remember getting dropped off at their main station, which definitely reeked of urine. And it was quite a difficult walk to get to where we wanted to go. So we went to the lovely arts district of Budapest, expecting that our hotel was there because it had this really nice name, like the Gourmet Gume Rouge or something like that. It's a really like, oh, look at that, Gume Rouge, like, boom, you know, really nice name. Just goes pop, you know, and it's like, yeah, that's a nice name, you know. Yep. We're going to have a nice stay in this place.
Okay.
There's going to be lovely
My
towels
hopes are high for
that'll
you.
Be all set out and it'll be beautiful, it'll be lovely. Anyway. We went up to this guy who was wearing his bow tie, and he had one of those really long mustaches that kind of tweaks around. So it was like a handlebar, but then it just did this little curve. You just didn't see it coming. It was like, wow. And it didn't curve when I was there, but it was already, you know, lovely. You know, it was nice and curbed. And I don't know if there was any gel in there or something, but it was very well crafted. And we go up to him and we're like, we're looking forward to staying here tonight. We've heard some good things about you guys. Still don't know how it's 1.5 stars. This place looks amazing. And he's like, 1.5 stars, really? I don't believe that. Anyway, he had a really high voice. And he's like, well, unfortunately, the booking isn't there. It's down the road. And I'm like, oh, how far down the road? He said, oh, about 20 minutes. And we're like, okay. He said, not a long walk. I'm like, 20 minutes is a decent walk. He's like, this is in the famous Budapest ghetto. And we're like, oh, yeah, famous or infamous? We're trying to ask him whether it was famous or infamous. He reckons famous. So we're like, okay, let's go for a wander. So we walked in the pouring rain to this ghetto, and there were shoes hanging all over the ghetto, and it smelt pretty bad, like worse than the station. And we get into this place, and you could tell it was 1.5 stars. It was like a really kind of windy old staircase there, and you had to kind of walk up it, and you had to knock on about 3 or 4 doors in order to get someone to come down to the reception. So we got down there, and we stayed in this ghetto, and it was they said, oh, look, this is a pretty dangerous part of Budapest. Don't go out after 7:30 at night. So we're like, okay, all right, we'll try not to do that. And so that was the first scary part of Budapest. The second scary part of Budapest was we had one of those city sightseeing tours that you do in a major city.
Yeah.
Well, the ones that they do, they don't have roofs on the top of these buses. So we had to, there was no room at the bottom because the bottom of the bus had all flooded out. So we had to go upstairs. We didn't bring an umbrella and our coats were not the best kind of maker coats. So we were sitting on the top in a puddle of water because all the seats were filled up with water. And you're not actually able to get off the bus at any of the stops. You have to stay on the bus. It's not really a hop-on, hop-off bus.
Yep.
So we were sitting there while it was hailing, going to all the different sites around Budapest, and we were just sitting in a puddle. And I just remember for the rest of the day, just this kind of uncomfortable feeling of just your entire pants were just absolutely soaking wet. So it wasn't a nice experience, Budapest, but it must be said we had one really nice experience in Budapest. And my mum works with a lady called Nikki, and she's Hungarian. And we went out a fair way out into the countryside to actually stay with them for a night. And it was one of the most overwhelming experiences because the Hungarians have this incredible culture around how they entertain people. So they brought out the exact same platter 8 or 9 times, and it looked exactly the same. It was like literally a replica version of the same platter. It had little side of chips, had this incredible kind of meat dish, and all
goulash.
These little vegetables.
Did you have goulash?
I think it was goulash. That's there was
like
some goulash.
It's like a beef stew.
It was amazing. But they brought out the dish 8 or 9 times. So we thought after the third time, this is a fair bit of food. But they kept bringing out the same dish. And the parents, the people who actually cook the food and everything, they don't sit with you. So we were literally there by ourselves eating these dishes. Not even Nikki, mum's friend, was able to sit with us, and she's the daughter. So we were just sitting there by ourselves in this massive house, just eating this, you know, homemade food, which is amazing. They could barely speak English, but they watch you eat from the kitchen.
Oh,
they don't actually eat with you. They sit there and they want to see that you're enjoying the food. And we're like giving them thumbs up, and they're just giving us nothing in return, just like complete emotionless. Like they're like, yeah. Okay, keep eating, you know, kind of thing. And then we're like, okay, that's it, you know, barrage of the food is over.
Yeah.
And it was delicious, but we went through 8 platters of the same dish. And we're like, okay, that's cool. And they said, oh, we want to take you to the grandparents' house. So we go to the grandparents' house, and there is literally 10 dishes of the same dessert again. So I don't know what it is with 8 or 9 or 10 dishes, but they brought the same dish out again and again and again. It was like this little pudding with a nice scoop of ice cream. They kept bringing out the same dish. And we're like, this is incredible. Like, they must have been expecting us to have a really large Australian family. But it was just the four of us, and we're just getting barraged with food after food after food. And we had eaten so much at the other place that we thought, well, you know, we can't really have dessert. But they were expecting us, and we had no idea. So the Hungarians are beautiful people, and I can see where they get the
name.
I can see where they get the name from. And that's the moral of the story.
This has been a Get Cereal podcast. Get Cereal, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.